My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Who's your favorite rock star?
You're Prince. Morris.
Bruce.
Prince.
Bruce.
Bruce Levine.
Just had a text from Bruce Levine.
Hi, Bruce.
Noted baseball aficionado. Been around town for a long time.
Score Baseball Insider.
Bruce, I really do appreciate the way you communicate up front, transparent, direct. And you've been doing it for years. Happy to come on your show anytime. It doesn't matter if you're in Chicago or New York or L.A. or whatever. Like, I enjoy talking to you. And Matt, it was good to talk to you today.
Thanks, Kate.
Covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Can I ask you a question about that?
I'm going to go through my speech.
Yes, sir.
Take a look at it.
With the idea that...
And the essence of Bellinger, I think every team wants it on their vanity. Bruce, you step on my lines once more, and I'm telling you, you're the back of the room.
Bruce Levine with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
It's great to have our baseball reporter, Bruce Levine, on the show because there's a couple of things in Cubs land to get to. Bruce, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it. How are you guys today?
We're doing really well, and we know that Tom Ricketts put out a letter today, and we want to get to that. But the first thing is we want to follow up on the Megan Montemurro report about the CBT and where the Cubs fell in relation to that. What can you share with the Cubs fan who's listening?
Well, Megan is right. They went a little bit over the luxury tax. They're going to have to pay a small penalty. But as Spieg said and talked about, you know, the concerns about how that impacts future years because of going over the luxury tax numerous times makes the calculus different. And that means that you're paying a lot more money down the road. But I really don't think they're going over the luxury tax this year. And the reason for that is they have already $60 million plus coming off of the books from expiring contracts. And they have the potential for another $30 coming off with Cody Bellinger leaving the team.
Bruce, let's stay on this idea that they went over the tax by less than $300,000 in a year where they don't make the playoffs. That seems like a colossally bad mistake to even incur the possibility of a repeater tax for such a small amount. Was there no way to get out of that? Is this why Drew Smyly and others were put on waivers towards the end of the year to try and scramble and get away from this?
Yeah, possibly so. But the Paredes contract put them over. Okay, so it was Morel for Paredes. Paredes making $3 million plus, Morel making the minimum. That put him over the luxury tax. And, you know, again, you can't fault the general manager for wanting to try to win, okay? He felt that Paredes was a better player, added more power to the lineup. Certainly Morel proved out, at least this year, that he certainly wasn't the answer. He wasn't the answer when he went to Tampa, where he had a miserable, all the way around, a miserable year. Now, Paredes didn't exactly light up the light for the Cubs when he came here, but they have him under contract control. If he comes back and they offer him a contract, he'll make another $3 million, somewhere around $7 million in 2025.
It's staggering to me, though, that they would even put themselves in this kind of situation. Now, when you say that they're likely to be...
Matt, wait. You're trying to get in the playoffs. It's a trading deadline, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't make a move, Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes and Bruce Levine, are going to say, why didn't you make a move to try to improve your team?
But actually, the context at the time, Bruce, was that it was a long-term move, that they didn't really have a shot. And I like the trade for the long-term moves, but there should have been some money coming off the books in terms of a clerical mistake. That's what this feels like, a really bad clerical financial mistake, not a team-building mistake.
They're not going to have to pay a lot of money in, for the penalty this year. And like I said, I don't think they're going over the luxury tax this next year because they have so much money coming off the books.
I've been thinking that Cody Bellinger wants to be here from a personal situation, from a not wanting to go through what he just went through in an off-season situation. Do you think that Cody Bellinger will be back with the Cubs?
Okay, so I think he likes being a Cub. I think he wants to be here, but he also has the opportunity at age 29 to be a free agent in what is considered a very weak marketplace for free agent hitters, okay? So after Soto, okay, and after Alonso and Santander, who are the free agents that are better than Cody Bellinger to be out in the marketplace? They have a $30 million commitment to him this year, 27.5 plus 2.5 million if he leaves. So that's $30 million for this year. $20 million commitment for next year. Both years he has the option to opt out. The smart money is on him opting out to make sure that he goes and he monopolizes the amount of money that he can make at 29 with a free agent market that's not really strong. Now, It didn't pan out last year because of all of the RSN issues for a lot of people, and it might not again with more RSN issues being out there. But you're talking about
I think we just lost Bruce.
He's fighting
Gold Glove level, and can be a left-handed power hitter in some other city.
Bruce, I really appreciated the way that you attacked the press conference with Jed, specifically when it came to Craig Counsell and his role inside the organization. Is it fair to wonder if you're a Cub fan, is it fair to wonder whether or not Craig Counsell should have more say in personnel issues and not just managerial ones?
Well, I think Jed said in his press conference that they need to listen to Craig Counsell because he is a formidable baseball man, not just a manager. Having spent numerous in the front office with Milwaukee before he became a manager, so I think you're going to see the same thing. Let me give you an analogy. What's going to happen in Cincinnati? They hired Tito Francona to be the new manager of the Reds. He's not just there to be the manager of the Reds. He's there to offer his baseball expertise to the front office and to kind of help save that front office and keep it existing as they move forward in 2025 after a very disappointing year in 2024. The analogy is that Jed Hoyer is smart enough. Carter Hawkins is smart enough. The baseball people, all with the Chicago Cubs, are smart enough to lean on Craig Counsell, who's a brilliant baseball guy. Now, did he come to Chicago and do everything that everybody thought he would by adding 6 or 7 wins to the team just because he's Craig Counsell? Didn't work out that way. You know, it didn't. Do we know that he didn't add 6 or 7 games to a team that was overperforming for the amount of talent that they had? That takes a little bit more hard work. I think that most people, regardless of Craig Counsell and his ability to get the most out of a team, most experts, most people looking at the Cubs had him predicted pretty much at what they turned out to be. 83 wins.
Bruce, thanks so much. A lot of Cub fans left trying to deal with, to paraphrase your question, the difference between 83 and 79 and 83 and 79. Thank you, Bruce Levine.
Guys, have a great weekend.
All right. There's so Bruce thinks it's unlikely that Cody Bellinger will be back.
And it's great to get that hit because there is no Inside the Clubhouse tomorrow because our Bears pregame show is actually going to be tomorrow morning because the game is running up against the marathon, so we won't have a Bears pregame on Sunday. So we got that tomorrow with Olin and Patrick and Mully.
And Bruce.
And Bruce.
Olin and Bruce are going to just make amazing foot-based sports conversation.
Olin's got thoughts on the CBT. 20% of $237 million. I agree with you, Speaks.
I want to punch him in his face.
Rounding error that we should discuss more next
week. Yes! Yes!
When we come back, Mark Grody is going to talk Bears with you next on The Score.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.